Nothing Lasts Forever, written by Maureen Lee and read by Neris Hughes.
Prologue. Diana, September 1999.
So you see, Di, love, Michelle O'Sullivan said plaintively, it really is time I had a break. I was only 20 when I had you. Then our Damien came along, then Jason, then Garth, and it wasn't long after Garth was born when your dad did a runner.
This was doing Diana's dad a grave injustice.
Publicly, he had divorced his wife on account of their marriage having irretrievably broken down. There was no mention in the divorce papers that the breakdown was due to her adultery with four different men, and that it had come to the point when he wasn't sure which of the children, Diana apart, were his. Jim O'Sullivan had then disappeared into thin air.
Now you're 18, it wouldn't hurt for you to take on a bit of responsibility. So your poor mum can have a rest, like,
Michelle continued, her voice wobbling.
Warren's a really nice chap, but he's a bit younger than me, and it's not fair to ask him to move in and support another man's kids.
Diana wouldn't have dreamt of saying it took Warren all his time to support himself. He was more often out of work than in.
Pausing for breath, Michelle took a long puff on her ciggy and looked appealingly at her daughter, her big blue eyes moist with tears. In her black jeans and red top, decorated with a sequined heart, she could have passed for a woman considerably younger than 38. She wore sandals with 4-inch heels. The red nail polish had worn off the little toes on both feet.
So, love, she went on with a theatrical sigh, I thought it'd be nice if I moved out for a while so me and Warren could have some time together. Just the two of us, while you looked after your brothers. Him and me could get a little place of our own. In fact, Warren already knows of somewhere in Melling Village, no distance from Liverpool. A little cottage with just one bedroom. Oh, but Di, it's got a dead pretty tree in the garden. Warren said it's cherry.
She threw the half-smoked cigarette onto the hearth and glanced with disgust through the window at the minuscule backyard, the walls of which had needed painting for as long as Diana could remember. The row of houses behind was no more than a few metres away. At the front, the property ended at the door through which you stepped right onto the pavement.
A tree, Di? Can you imagine looking out at a tree?
Diana smiled sympathetically. Her mother had never expressed a desire to see fields, trees, baby lambs, flowers, or anything else to do with nature. But her own nature was so sweet and trusting that it didn't cross her mind she might not be telling the truth.
When will you be leaving, Mum? She asked. I thought I'd go this avy,
her mother said casually, as if abandoning four children at a few hours' notice on a Saturday afternoon wasn't at all unreasonable.
I'll make a stew before I go, so there'll be something to eat for the lads when they get back from the footy. You might need to buy stuff from the supermarket tomorrow. Once me and Warren are settled, I'll make sure you get the child benefit for the lads.
All three boys were still at school. She reached for her bag.
I'll leave you a few bob to be getting on with, shall I? There's no need, Mum. I've got enough money of me own.
For a moment, Michelle's eyes filled with real tears, knowing she was taking advantage of Diana's soft heart. Not many girls of 18 would so willingly have agreed to look after three rowdy lads for an unspecified length of time. But her daughter hadn't hesitated. It wasn't the first time, either. Diana had played mother on and off since she was about 12. For the umpteenth time, for Di's sake, Michelle wished her daughter hadn't taken after her dad. Jim had been such a clumsy bugger, always tripping over things and bumping into doors. Di was just the same, tall and gangly, with giant feet and long white hands. She'd been born the day of Charles and Diana's wedding, hence the name. Thinking about it now, her Diana bore more than a passing resemblance to the late Princess of Wales, God bless her. They even had the same soft heart.